That's probably why I want a flip phone. Like, I only use it. Old man breathe. Uh-huh. I only use it to call.
You said it. I did.
Scroll. I might research something online. Watch a YouTube
video. Using it for the basic necessities.
Yes, that's all I
need. All the extras. I don't need the extras. Just give me the square block.
How?
Just give me the regular Legos. I don't need the Star Wars set. I want the regular Legos where you can build a NASCAR. That's it. I just want the NASCAR. Y'all trying to get the fighter jet. I want the NASCAR.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Times and Roman laugh.
I feel like I laugh like a kid.
Times and Roman.
I better be colorful. Chuckling. You said colorful?
Yeah.
I laugh colorful?
It's like, yeah, it's Times and Roman, but like colorful fonts. Like you just was going around and just changing the H's and the A's.
Like the colors of the font?
Yeah, like every single week. What, you know, H-A. Like I'm green, red.
What color does green, it start red. With?
Green.
Green, got it in the heart. Yeah, heart chakra.
Like, green, red. So like H-A, H-A, H-A.
It's Christmas.
Heart rock. Heart chakra. The root chakra.
There you go.
It's a nice balance.
Christmas.
Hi, guys.
You always do that and then you stop.
What up, everybody? I am... Oh, hold on. Welcome to the Gray Area Pop. I gotta do it.
You couldn't even commit. Welcome to the Gray. I don't feel right.
What's up, everybody? This is the Gray Area Podcast. Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I am Being Breeze.
Shaquoia D.
Damani.
And I forgot one thing. What y'all do?
Gray Area Podcast.
I forgot one thing.
Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah. And again, I am Being Breeze.
Shaquoia D.
It's your boy Damani.
This is only my first day out here for real.
But
this is the podcast where we talk about love, life, happiness. Food, abundance, whatever we feel like talking about. But don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. Stop playing with that, man. Watch the Gray Area Podcast. Hit the bell so you never miss an update. Follow the Patreon. We record the podcast about a month and a half to 2 months ahead of time. So do yourself a favor and join the podcast so you can shift the conversation.
Join the Patreon
so you can watch the podcast live as well as... Shit. Behind the scenes
content.
Stuff. Content. That's the word.
Okay, so if you join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month, you will get access to this podcast live, as Breeze just said. We do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance. So you will see the podcast episodes live and you'll see them early. You'll also be able to comment, talk to us so that you can sway the conversation. But not only that, you'll get access to our food review show.
Who made this?
As well as our Sunday dinner show.
The rice is done.
And other exclusive content that we are currently working on that will be available to you. It's a lot of content actually that we're working on. So as we start rolling things out, you know, be patient with us. But the Patreon allows us to bring you guys more content more frequently and higher quality. So by supporting and subscribing to our Patreon, you are supporting and helping us to grow. And we just want to grow with you guys. So... that was the only thing that you missed, but...
How are you guys doing today?
Yeah.
On this beautiful day. It's nice outside. I ain't gonna lie. It's summertime. Like you said, it's summertime.
It's summertime.
When I was outside, I be putting a hoodie on, the usual.
Yeah.
Because it's shade in the back.
Yeah.
So I go, it'd be a nice breeze from the east coming in. I'd be like, oh, it's kind of nippy out here. And I hit the front, and I'm like, wow, my goodness.
Because it'd be nothing but sun.
Nothing but sun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How are y'all?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. I'm a little bit tired.
Wake up!
But I don't know. I want to go outside today and, like, go for a walk and stuff like that. Just enjoy some sunshine. So I'll probably do that at some point. Not sure when.
I think y'all should hit up the... It'd be tense out there.
By I thought publics. You said tense. Like, it's tense out there. The situation is tense.
Oh, nah.
It'd be tense out there. Why would I go out there if it was tense? Why would I do that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'd be... I think they started it again since it's warm outside.
Tents and vendors and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Just the saying is, I mean, it's a lot of walking to do over there and explore. Nice.
Honestly, if we don't go today, we'll probably go outside tomorrow.
Right. I'll go early.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I wanted to. So the thing was, I wanted to go early, but we overslept, so.
What time y'all get up?
Nine. What time did you get up?
8:30.
Did you drop something or something like that?
That was the only reason I woke up. I woke up scared. Like, I thought somebody dropped something. Somebody was knocking on my closet door. Mm-mm. I was like, what the heck was that noise?
Nova might have barked. She did bark at one point.
So there was a noise. Yeah. I probably did hear it. That is probably what woke me up, but I don't remember it. I fell right back to sleep.
I was like, it scared me.
Yo, hold on here.
I literally woke up like, what the heck was that?
Huh. I don't know. Maybe something fell in the pantry. We should probably go check. Not right now, but the same. I don't know. But, yeah, but I'm good, though.
Word, I'm marvelous as well. Marvelous, starvelous, marvelous. You know how it go.
I'm hungry. I realize I'm not tired. I'm hungry. I didn't eat yet. Mm. That's all that it is. Well, it's not all that it is, but I'm hungry. How are you?
Amazing. Life is beautiful out here. I'm excited. I feel light. Ready.
Ready for what?
Life.
Oh. I'm actually, like, really excited about life, too. You know, made a decision to stop dimming my light for other people.
I did that same thing today. I was like, the last time I dimmed my light was the last time I dimmed my light.
Yeah, I wrote about that this morning too. So Devonnie already passed that. He's like, I already stopped him in my life.
Yeah, this is like my third time out here. Yeah. I was writing for Michael Jackson. Before Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson.
I told y'all I'm like past nine. Oh man. Get all this. I was here before you.
Word, yeah. Dimming my light ain't fun. I've done it before. It's ghetto.
It is not cute at all. I don't know why I was doing it.
Yeah, me either.
Trauma.
Personal problem.
Right. That's what I wrote. I was like, that's a them problem, not a me problem. Oh, yeah. But what's up? What are we talking about today?
I don't know, but I'm trying to see if she's going to stop or if she's not going to stop.
I think she stopped though.
But where do y'all want to start? Do y'all want to start with the unsolicited?
Yeah.
All right. So I was scrolling. I came across a video, somebody podcast. I don't even remember what the name of the podcast is, but it'd be funny. But they was like, what did they say? Oh, they were saying, how do you respond? Basically, they were saying, how do you respond to unsolicited bad news, essentially. So, one person was like, hypothetically, somebody, I'm a knock on wood, somebody's father passed away, knock on wood, and,
Somebody.
What
you just
knock
on the floor?
I was trying to knock on the leg of the thing, but that sound like metal.
It might be metal.
That's metal.
Y'all trying to set me up for failure. Like, hold on, I got you.
Who's that?
My directors.
Oh, yeah, that is wood. Fuel, detective.
Sorry, I just put it out there.
So, yeah, that was the example. It was like, how do you respond to that? Somebody said, condolences. Like, they asked, do you actually mean it when you respond to it? Mm. And then, of course,
like condolences. Mm-hmm. Who out here just saying condolences and don't mean condolences? What kind of monster is that? the heck is wrong with y'all? Just don't say nothing.
I think that's rude. That's more rude.
I'd rather you not say nothing than just
give me fake condolences. Yeah,
that's like weird. Condolences, I guess. But you don't get out of my face.
But that's what
I'm breathing. Like what?
I guess it's like a thing. Thank you. Where it's like. It's what you're supposed to say. It's like, do you actually mean it, or are you just saying it because that's what everybody else says? Like, I try not to respond like, hey, my condolences for the most part. Like, sometimes I do, but I'll say like, my condolences for you and your family, or I'm praying for you and your family, or something like that, so that it's not, because people really just be responding condolences.
I say, oh, wow. My condolences.
Yeah, like something.
I say my condolences. My condolences. Sorry for your loss. And then I say sorry.
Yeah, like something like that. Because like people really just, if you go on social media, like Facebook and stuff like that, people just lost people and then all condolences. Like nothing else. Condolences, condolences, condolences.
I'll be one of them people. Always flowers.
But you said condolences.
Emoji.
My condolences. Sorry for your loss or whatever. No, you say.
I said
condolences, flowers.
Oh,
it's like congrats, champagne glass.
It's not. It's not. Oh my gosh, I don't know. It's like, what else do you say? Because it's also like, you don't want to be like, dang, how'd it happen? Like, you don't want
to
be.
Yeah, a lot of times we don't even be that cool or that close for me to actually be invested in to see what happened. I apologize for that inconvenience, but so I say condolences, flowers. I'm not about to overextend myself. Let me know if you need any flowers.
That's why I just say I'm praying for you and your family.
Do with these flowers as you please.
Yeah, that's why I say sorry for your loss.
Because
It's like
everybody say sorry for your loss.
Everybody say condolences.
Yeah, I was about to say, you just throwing the flowers on there. Are you special? Flowers. That's different.
Everybody loves flowers.
They ain't even real.
Oh, man.
He don't send the real flowers. He just put the emoji. He said, everybody loves flowers.
He said, everybody else put condolences. You know what up? That's the game.
Flowers.
Flowers.
I used to do the dove. Now I switch to the flowers. The flower emoji look like those.
Mm-hmm.
Colorful.
Grass by Co. Y'all can't see what he's pointing at, but he's pointing at Grass by Co. Flower.
That's what the 7 week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got me reaching everywhere.
I think you should get the whole cup.
Okay. Yeah, it's not
as well. It's overflow with. Okay, hold on.
Lord have mercy.
So, these are the flower pins. Get your flower pins from Crafts by Co.
It's
a flower and a pen in one. You can use it as desk aesthetic or to actually get some work done. Mine started off as desk aesthetic. And then, you can also put it in your hair as a hair pin. Get it? Because it's still a pen. Mm-hmm. Get your pens today.
I am about to start offering the ballpoint pens as well. I have them on the website, but I want to actually get some other things together before I like fully launch the new website and be like, hey, start buying here, because you'll be able to get the ballpoint pens or gel pens. And then I'm still working on finding ink refills, but that's been a task.
We working, we working.
Yeah,
know yourself, know your worth.
Word. But back to what we were talking about.
Condolences.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's tough because it's like, what else do you really say besides condolences or sorry for your loss or I'm praying for you? And then at that point, when you get that at least 40 times, it just kind of seems like it starts to feel like disingenuous.
And if it is unsolicited, we are not close enough for me to.
No, if it's unsolicited, then the 9 times out of 10 they feel comfortable enough telling you this information.
Well, if you see it,
I mean, if you see it, that's just. I mean, you don't have to say anything. I mean, that's rude.
Yeah,
but it's also like, how they gonna know that you saw it? Like,
well, you just like it.
Don't like it. I at least put like on Facebook. It's like a
You can put sad.
Yeah, you can put the sad, caring emoji. But on Instagram, I also be feeling weird. I don't usually like those posts because, like, I feel weird about liking the fact that somebody just passed away. Yeah. Like, that's not, I don't. So I am likely to just scroll past it because I feel like it's weird for me to put a heart on somebody's obituary or the flyer for their funeral.
Or y'all really be praying for people that y'all say you gonna pray for online or y'all forget?
Okay, so yeah.
I pray in the moment. I'm like, God, please cover them. I hope they okay. Bless their family, all that. But then, like, maybe the next, if they come to mind, I'ma send a prayer up, another prayer. Yeah. But, like, if I tell you, I'ma pray for you in the past. I forgot.
For a while, I was good, and I was like, all right, I would text it. I could say it in my night prayer or whatever. Woo. But then for a while, I started forgetting. And I was like, dang, this is terrible. So then I started, as soon as I send it, I send a quick prayer up to God. And then, like you said, whenever I think about it. Yeah. But for a minute, I was saying it and then completely forget. And then it'd be like 3-4 months later, and I'd be like, dang, I never sent the prayer up. It's like I forgot to put the stamp on the bag.
And they're coming back. Do you?
I be forgetting sometimes, but I double back. Especially if I'm online and, like, you know, I got timers on my apps. So sometimes, like, hit me up. I swear. So, like the timer might go off, and then I'm like, dang, that's crazy. And I'll forget it. I'll do something distract me. And then I won't remember until the next time I come online. I was like, oh, snap.
Let me pray.
Set up the prayers.
I forgot to put the stamp on it.
It's like forgetting to send the flowers after the condolences.
Right. I look like everybody else. It's just heartless.
See, people usually do that, and then they throw the prayer hands.
I've been doing the prayer hands.
I used to do the prayer hands, so, you know, I'm diversified. I can't keep giving everybody the same copy and paste. I got to actually type it out. Flowers. But I'm like, wow, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You do that through a text message form? Because the way that...
If they texted me...
Wow.
He just sent a video randomly. Wow. Wow.
Gotta send an emoji.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh!
I'm about to start using it. I never used that before.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Mine makes me look like I'm Dominican.
It definitely does.
You kind of look Dominican.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I did it when I first got my phone. I had the ponytail. So I was like, oh yeah, all right, cool. And then when I was looking, I was like, I look Spanish.
Wow, me gusta.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know, man. I used to forget, but now I do it in the moment.
I don't even be saying it anymore, except if I actually mean it.
But
if I say it, I see something that need to be prayed about.
Prayed about.
I definitely had that.
All the P words.
I used to be a avid, like, yeah, I'm here for you if you need me.
I stopped saying that.
I stopped that one. I cut that. It was a whoop.
Because, like, one time I said that and somebody actually asked me for something, and I was like, ooh. I was just saying that, you know. Just like, you know, because that's what people say.
My condolences.
My condolences. I'm here if you need anything. Well, actually, could you? Wow. I
didn't expect you. That was
but then you said, I can't do that, but I can make sure I bring some potato salad by the house.
Can't do that, but I can pray for you. Hold on.
But I also realized, and then also it was like, I think, I don't know. I think I moved or something like that. And then I was about to text it to somebody. And I was like, I can't text this to you anyways. I'm
miles away.
I'm 800 miles away from you. Like,
can you stop by the house? You know,
yeah, you can't do that at all.
It's like, let me know if you need me to ask somebody if they could do something to help you out.
Let me know if you need me to send you some real flowers. I can do that edible arrangements.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. But I also, I mean, I feel like the unsolicited bad news, I don't know.
I don't be needing it, but depending on the circumstance, sometimes it'd be like, all right, cool, I guess that was good to know. But it'd be like, if you see me having an amazing day, or don't hear me, you see me like, hey, today's amazing.
It's like, hey, word, I just want you to know that we in a recession, and don't give me no bad news.
I'm having no bad news. Wait till I'm in a neutral state. don't hear me when I'm on.
Wait till I'm in a recession. Just tell
me that. But I don't. It's weird because it's like, I mean, I feel like it depends on what the news is though, because like sometimes it's like, well, I actually needed that information, I don't want to be kept in the dark if it is something that like I need to know. But then sometimes it just be like, first of all, this is completely unrelated to my life.
Who is this again?
Right. This is not what I wanted to wake up to. Like, that'd be the other thing.
Wait, I don't even know these people. My condolences. Flowers.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be weird, though. I feel like it happens often to me.
Yeah, I know one, that's the reason why my phone is how it is from the hours of 5 a.m. to about 12:30. I don't want no bad news in between those hours. Everything else, 12:30 on, it's like, all right, I get it. I expected something.
I don't be expecting
nothing. I don't expect nothing either. But
between 12 and 4, I don't really get too much coming through the pipeline, but from 12 p.m. to 3:59 p.m., I don't really get any emails popping up. But from 4 to 11:59, from 4 p.m. to 11:59 a.m.
The next day?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. When my phone is on. It's a recurring cycle. The hotline be blinging for some reason.
They know that's when you're available.
Your open hours. Let me send you this while I got you here.
Nah, it don't be in my open hours. It just be emails.
Disturb hours? Mm-hmm. Oh.
4 o'clock p.m. to 11:59 a.m. the next day. Do not disturb. Mm. I do check, but I just wanted to let you know that these are my do not disturb hours, so if I don't respond, it's not you, it's me. I'm healing.
I'm working on my do not disturb hours. I still haven't mastered the do not disturb. I'm working on it. I need to master it. It needs to be mastered. Cause I be too available sometimes.
Yeah, as of late. But that's cause I'll be in conversation and then they say do not disturb. And then it'd be like, it might be hours that go by before the next time I look at this phone.
I just got to do better at not looking at my phone, too. But I think once I'm done...
Look at that. Don't do it. You just said it. God was like, hey, here's an opportunity for you.
I'm going to do
don't
better.
Don't you look at that. You just
I'm
said
gonna
it.
I'm going to do better. Okay. I was about to look because I'm like, what type of notification is this? But I don't even know. So, where was I?
You're gonna do better.
Yeah, you're doing better.
If you knew better, you do better.
Yeah, I just gotta use my actual do not disturb settings more. Like I set up my some of my focus modes. They be working because one of them I don't be able to find no apps. As soon as I go into
that be happening to me, I'll be like, what the heck did this get?
I thought my thing was broke.
Yeah, it's like it'd be grayed out and in the cut. I'm like, whoa.
No, it don't even. So I have three or four screens when it's my phone is open regular. In this do not disturb mode, there's only one other screen. So I thought my phone was broke and all my apps got deleted.
I don't even use focus mode, but
it be working.
I'll be leaving. I could put my phone down. I'm in a space now where I could put my phone down and just leave it. Because it's on Do Not Disturb anyway, so ain't no sound, noise being made from it. So it just be there.
Yeah, for me, it's when I do pick up the phone. I don't want to, because, like, I can go in there for a very specific purpose, and then I'll see a notification. I'm like, oh, let me check that real quick. And then it's like, now I'm somewhere else. So when I have my focus mode set up, like, it don't even show me that I got messages until a certain time. So, like, until it hit, like, 7:30, it'll show up, hey, you had 5 messages? I'm like, whoa, 5?
They love me.
Lonnie picked up his phone the other day and was like, I have 22 messages. And it was from me and you?
And I was like,
really? Yes. What are we talking about?
I don't even know.
What?
I don't even know.
It's a combination of the messages, likes, he laughed at this.
Oh, yeah, the likes and stuff.
I'm like,
oh.
Because those pop up as notifications too.
Yeah. And the thing I don't like about iPhones is, like, when they send the message, when you send a message, you get a vibration, and then 2 minutes after, it vibrates again.
Turn it off.
Bro, when I tell you, I'll be sitting there like, who blowing up my line?
It's
the same message.
It's better than having an Android and it being all, like, literally messages.
Oh, yeah, it come through as a message. But, I mean, that's not as bad.
It's the same amount of vibrations.
I mean, it's the same.
You can turn it off.
What is happening?
Listen, I like it because I be forgetting about the text messages sometimes. So, the second vibration I be needing because I be forgetting. But you can turn it off.
Like, for me, I like it sometimes. But sometimes it's like I had decided. I was like, I'm not going to look at this message. And then the second one is like,
sometimes I open the, like, I hold the message just so I can read all the content.
And
I don't have that set up. Like,
you can't do that.
I don't. You talking about, like, if you're already on your phone or on your lock screen?
I don't have.
I don't have a text preview on my lock screen. I turned that off because when I used to be home, Dad used to be trying to look at whenever my phone vibrate. Why are you looking at my phone, Father? I'm grown. Why are you looking at my phone?
Oops. Actually, how do I be doing that?
I just be dragging it down a little bit.
And then show so it. Like this. When I go to the text message.
Oh, you could do that in the
and
text?
And I hold it. Boom. I review it. And then I'll be like, you know what?
I don't know. Yeah.
And it don't mark it as red?
No.
Because I didn't open it. I just be reviewing the contents of the message.
That's why sometimes I'll respond to y'all, and you be like, you didn't see the rest of my message? I'll be like, nah, because I responded to the first message that actually popped up.
It'd be just, like, paragraph.
Yeah. Like, so I wasn't going through the whole thing.
To look through this right now. So.
Then say that.
I mean, I can, but it'd be easier to, like, I see the one message. Oh, I can respond to that message.
Boom.
And then I'll be like, hold on, there was 5 other messages before that?
Yeah, then tell me. That. I ain't read the whole thing. Or tell me.
This is how you properly handle a dispute amongst a relationship. Watch how they communicate. Here we go. Action!
Anyways, just say, I'm talking to you too. Just say, I'm not reading this whole thing right now, but I can respond to this part. Like, that's...
She not talking to me. It's
between us. You literally just said that you don't be reading the whole message either.
I ain't say regard to you.
I'm way more likely to be like, I'm not about to read it. Like, I'm not even about to pick up the phone. I'm like, I'm going to get to it in a second. And then I usually forget. And then I get back. So I'm like, God dang it.
Well, just tell
me. 30 minutes.
If you don't read the whole thing. I'm about to start starting the message with time sensitive. Read immediately. Full text below. Like, something.
Well, don't start every message like that. Because...
It's gonna say time sensitive, and the message is gonna be like, "Hey."
It's like the wolf crying wolf. You can't start every message with an emergency.
All right, everything I'm not gonna do every message, but if I need your response immediately, if I know I'll be sending along. Sometimes it don't mean nothing. It's just this is how my thought came out, so I'm just saying everything. But sometimes it's like I need you to read the whole thing.
Like yesterday,
so that you can respond. You didn't need to respond to that. Like, immediately.
I reviewed the bottom content, and I was like, that's a lot of message. let me get back to that.
That was funny because she was texting me too. So I do that too.
So sorry. Yeah.
But she was texting me too, and then so I'm trying to make this beat, and then my phone vibrate, and then it can pop up on my laptop. So I'm like, all right, word, I'm about to respond to that and say, dude, okay. And she asked me a question. Now something I got to think about. And I'm like, I can't do this right now. I can't do this. Word. I'm going to think about it. Just like, cause at the time, it was just like, it was back to back to back. And I was like, oh, wow, I can't.
But I knew you was, I knew that you were working on beats. So I'm just trying to get my ideas out.
It was fine. It was just if it seemed like I wasn't responding.
Sorry, I picked up my phone. We have a comment.
Mm.
If I know why you wasn't responding though.
Mm.
I already knew. I wasn't really expecting you to respond. I just needed to get my ideas out because my ideas was phone. The ideas was idea.
Mm. That's how I be when I lately when I be walking.
Mm.
Like the ideas be just amazing. That's how I found out. I'm telling somebody's story, but it's not my story.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to this. Yeah. Come from a long line of blazing pants.
Well, that's something I learned from Rick Rubin. He was talking about walking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, hey, Kayleray. Yeah, we live.
What up?
We live.
It's a good one.
But yeah, Rick Rubin. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, he was just talking about when you have like a question or a thought. He was like, do it, like, keep the thought like in the back of your mind and do something else. So sometimes it's like, go drive and go for a walk. And usually the answer will kind of come to you just off of the strength of like you're doing something, but like you're not, the focus isn't.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all need to start reading my messages. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'll be reading them.
But I'll let y'all know. I will let y'all know if it's, like, if I need y'all to respond immediately or not going forward. Like, that'll be the beginning part.
I think the first message should be cold something. Not cold red.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Yield.
No, not yield, because I need you to read it.
Be like, yep.
Like,
gotta get back to this.
Mm.
All right, I'm gonna figure something out. But I mean, with that was just the idea. So it was like, I just wanted to get it out. And I was like, I'm gonna tell my brother.
Don't be trying to use my method now.
What?
Give you the context. I don't need this right now.
Absolutely. I'm doing that with every message, okay? Man. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I've done it before on accident, but didn't realize that was actually, like, a thing.
Yeah. I think I did it on accident, too. And then I'm like, this blue dot's still here. That's amazing. Let's see what's going on here.
But I have also gotten really long messages before and responded, like, I'm not reading this right now, but I'll let you know when I do. Like,
That's honest.
Yeah, because, like...
telling the truth.
Sometimes...
I mean... Go ahead.
I was about to say, sometimes you just don't have the mental capacity or the time to sit there and read an entire, like, long text message. So it's like, all right. And also, depending on what it is or if I start it and I see that it's not something that's, like, urgent, I'll be like, all right, I'm just going to read. I'm going to read this later.
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Don't be mad.
For me, I don't have my read receipts on. But two,
I'll be having to be honest.
So my read receipts don't be on. But... even still, like, I'll be reading it, and sometimes I'll read it, and I don't actually have a thought, like, yet. I'll be like, all right, word. And I don't want to just type word all the time. Cause...
for me, you could say, no thoughts yet, but they're coming. Like, I...
Or what I usually do is I just wait, and I'll be like, all right, now's a good time. And then by the time I get to it, I'll be like, oh, wow. And sometimes, some things just resolve themselves. I'll be like, let me get ready to I guess I don't have to. All right, well, cool. Going back to sleep because what?
My read receipts, it helps me to respond. Like, it helps me to remember to respond because I would hate to be left on read.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hate to do that to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, I did open it. So let me. But sometimes. sometimes people be just be getting left on red. Charges in my head, not my heart. If I just don't be always having stuff to say.
Yeah, and that's me. Sometimes I just be like, I got nothing to, like, this is a cool conversation. I got nothing to say right now, so I'm going to respond when I actually have something to say.
Yeah.
No need to waste the brain power.
And I mean, I 100% understand that as well.
I think text you. You gotta respond.
It's just like a thing where... Okay, so I don't have my read receipts on because sometimes I do read messages and I don't feel like responding in that moment. And I feel like, well, I haven't had my read receipts on since I got an iPhone. So, like, that's since a long time ago. So, I think I got an iPhone in college. I think that's when I got my first iPhone. I'm not sure, but it's been a long time because sometimes it'd be a thing where... If it's not urgent, then maybe I need time to think before I respond. So it's like, all right, I'm just going to treat this one like an email. And I'll respond when I'm ready. And I don't know. I just don't feel like everybody always needs to know when I read their message.
Y'all gonna know I seen it. I seen it. But I didn't have anything to say. I thought conversation was
over. But I think it depends on the person, because now also you can turn on your read receipt for certain conversations. You don't have to have it on for everybody.
I'm so not like, that tech savvy anymore.
It's literally like when you click on the little icon in the corner.
I don't be exploring my phone. I use it like it's a flip phone. That's probably why I want a flip phone. Like, I only use it, old man breathe. Uh-huh. I only use it to call.
You said it, I did.
Scroll. I might research something online. Watch a YouTube
video. Using it for the basic necessities.
Yes, that's all I need.
All the extras, I don't need the extras. Just give me the square block. Just give me the regular Legos. I don't need the Star Wars set. I want the regular Legos where you can build a NASCAR. That's it. I just want the NASCAR. Y'all trying to get the fighter jet, I want the NASCAR.
Oh my god! I feel you.
So that's a great segue. But you go first, then I'm a segue.
Now you can, question. You can go ahead and segue.
My next question, because you want the NASCAR. How would y'all describe me? This was a question that I was asked, and I it was like, "How would your friends and family
describe
you?" And then friends and family was separate. So I was like, "My friends are my family." I was like, "Well, friends," and then. People. But how would y'all describe me? I said, I'm loving, caring, sweet, honest, accountable, responsible, funny, empowering.
You know, he just described every hallmark. like every card. Like, he like went through every section.
Every adjective.
He said, oh man.
How will we describe you? I think you should go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Why I gotta go first?
So I can take some of your answers.
That's crazy. How would I describe you?
You're definitely funny.
Yeah, you funny.
That was true. I feel like you're very ambiverted. So sometimes you're very introverted, and then sometimes, like when you need to be, you can be extroverted when you need to be. I think you're more introvert than extrovert. I said you should go first. And
watch him cook.
It's funny because I wasn't even gonna go. It was gonna be a descriptor, but I lost it.
Sorry.
It's all good. I would agree. I would say energetic.
All green flags. Yeah. Hey, ladies. All green flags.
life of the party when you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Only when you want to be.
It's a Sagittarius in me.
Yeah. a go-getter.
Oh.
But quick to pivot. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's not necessarily like the dogging up where it's like squirrel, but it's like, I like that. I also like that. Let me go see what that's about.
Right.
Ooh, that's fine, but that let me hit. I'm glad I'm here. I like that.
I'm a wanderer.
Oh, yeah, just flowing.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm a tear in my eye.
You are, let me think. You are caring.
Uh-huh.
You just sometimes have a hard way of showing it. I don't think you express some... I guess your more nurturing side as outwardly as, I guess as me.
You know, this isn't a red flag. This is a human flag. See how nicely it flows? I'm like, I like that. I got to use that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you're caring. I think that... Yeah. You.
So Karen, oh, pardon me, I'm tearing up a little bit. I just wanted to show the people that. Cry too. My tear ducts work.
Man. You're also very cool, calm, and collected.
Smooth, suave, debonair.
I didn't say that. I said
yeah, she cool, said none of those.
Cool, calm, and collected.
None of those things. None of those at all.
Change the adjectives. You're very cool, calm, and collected.
Artsy fartsy.
You're very artsy fartsy. Very artsy fartsy.
That's all I got. Anything else that y'all got to charge you for?
Oh, man, I appreciate that. That'll do.
Oh, but you're a dope individual, honestly.
We can end it at that. Wrap it up then.
Say that.
Dope individual.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a good friend to have.
Aw.
Like a good neighbor. Breezy is there. Breezy bit. No, I'm
playing.
Breezy. Breezy. Oh, man. Breezy.
Y'all remember what he said?
I can't even.
Breezy. Ain't that how you said it?
Yeah, I think that's how I said it.
Benny Weenie.
Burn it. Breezy. Yep, there we go. There we go.
That's but right. Yeah, I think, yeah. How would you describe the money?
Wow, that was wow. That's funny.
Let's go around, guys.
Damani is insightful,
mm-hmm.
cool, that
enlightening,
mm-hmm.
funny, charming.
Me, shouldn't have.
He has nice skin. He has really good skin.
He does. It's really crazy, man. I'm working on that.
He actually is funny though.
Yeah.
Very funny.
You are...
A people person.
Yes.
Like, if we don't have nothing to say, if I check out of a conversation and Damani is there, I know he's going
to... The amount of times, man.
Like a good neighbor, Damani is there.
In my car.
Oh, man. Okay. I think you're caring as well.
Yeah, caring.
Responsible. Responsible. You're a very deep thinker. And you also are very creative in ways that I think that you don't even know yet. Mm. You are artsy fartsy in a different way than Breeze is artsy fartsy.
Word.
As
long as I'm not more fartsy than
that's true. A lot of dad jokes.
Having a dad jokes on deck.
But he's been here since. He's been here for a while.
Yeah.
He used to write for Michael Jackson.
Right. So, I mean.
Yeah, that made me sound so old. When I say what I think about that.
That's why when you said human nature. Like, that song came out in
1989. I had went back into the Googles.
Oh.
That's a long time ago. Pardon me.
So, but yeah.
So sweet, y'all. Some good people.
Oh, you a great person.
You mad cool. Like, I actually have never met anybody like you before. So, I had to snatch him up, because, you know.
Hey, yo. Ain't that Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
It's like, hold on.
But nah, you're
an amazing individual.
You really are.
You passed the vibe check.
Several times. And I guess y'all are both very trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. I just don't always answer immediately. But like God, we may not respond when you want us to, but we will. We shall be there right on time.
Right on time.
Amen, amen. Amen. Pass that collection plate. Patreon. Say Patreon.
We got a dollar for everybody. Handing out dollar bills. Handing out dollar bills.
Right over
fresh dollar bills.
Right
fresh
over
out
there.
Fresh out
donations.
No, I ain't asking for your Jordan money. Give me your grit money.
Give me your
grit money.
Give me your gas money.
But yeah. Yeah, y'all were great, actually.
Oh, thanks.
You were a great person, too.
Glad I met y'all.
Kind, thoughtful.
Thank you.
Funny. You were a lot funnier. I knew you was funny, but you were way funnier than I could even like be like, yo, she funny. Now I'd be like, if you ever feel like not singing anymore,
tell them jokes.
Yeah. You know, I do want to take a comedy class one day, but yeah.
You're funny. You cool, reliable, trustworthy, family. You got good skin too. Ain't
word. Great teeth.
You wise.
Y'all got great teeth. I want y'all to know.
Wise? Thank you. Great smiles. You got great teeth,
yeah, you
too.
You too. Smiles. Thank you.
Hey.
They want me to be great.
Cook.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Word.
The pastries.
I'll be
great judge of character.
Mm-hmm.
I try.
You ask three questions.
Where's your grip money? Sign up.
Great person, great person. Oh, great with the pop. I mean, done with the pop.
No, I meant with this one.
Oh, with the second.
You don't know how to take compliments?
I do.
Take these compliments.
All right, bring them on. Give me
one. It was done, actually.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I thought. You know what I'm saying.
You upcycle.
Working on it. Working on it. But yeah, I forgot what I was about to say. But I think this has been a great episode.
Me too. It was funny.
You guys are wonderful human beings.
And so are y'all.
I'm glad that we're doing this podcast together.
All of y'all.
I thank everybody who is watching. Everybody who... Yeah. Everybody who... We thank everybody who's watching. Everyone who has joined our Patreon thus far. We greatly appreciate you guys. Everyone who will be joining in the future, we appreciate you as well. Do you guys have any final thoughts on anything that we talked about? Bad news, condolences,
flower emoji,
or just any final
flip phones.
Oh yes, flip phones. Do not disturb.
If Apple makes a flip phone, I'm getting it. That's what I subscribe to. If Apple makes a flip phone, I will have it.
I just want to be able to bang on people.
Right, just a little.
Are you like,
yes. But I feel like if they
Used to do that. I don't know why.
You did?
When I was answering the phone, I never did that.
I used to flip my phone open and close with my thumb.
I ain't do that because I had the razor. I ain't want to break it. I got nerves. I had a razor. I flipped that thing. Hello?
Had the bougie flip phone.
I did. I couldn't get a sidekick, so.
Oh, yeah, sidekicks for the cool kids. Whole screen pop up.
And when everybody had Boost Mobile, we couldn't have phones, so. Yeah, I couldn't.
Had that. It was a flip, but at the top it had the. And I used to call people all.
I couldn't do that.
Hey, yo, where you at, bro?
I just had to recite the commercial.
Word, my bad.
All I had was. My imagination.
Hey, yo, Sherrod, what up? That's my favorite line from this podcast. It'd be so That's one of my favorite lines from the podcast.
Oh, man. But yeah, we had a great time today, guys.
We did.
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
Trade them.
You can get...
Join the Patreon for $3 a month.
You can get access...
Copy. Roger Dodger.
You can get access to this podcast live, unedited, and early because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, as well as our food review show.
That was it. Who made this?
And our Sunday dinner show.
The rice is done.
As well as other exclusive content that we are working on, that we are bringing to you. And as we grow, we want you guys to grow with us.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Patreon allows us to bring more higher quality and, I forgot, better. That was higher quality. Just all around better content to you guys. We better thank you guys.
Better ingredients, gray area.
Exactly what he said.
Better creating.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure out the rest.
Better vibes. Better quality.
Better conversation.
Stay blessed, stay black.
We'll see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, please.
Push your goddamn button.